Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will talk about some spring safety tips for the farmers, along with updating all of our educational programs from the Extension calendar. But first, for today's Did You Know, that our last program in our Zoom series for landowners with small acreage and agriculture will be March 4th, starting at 7 p.m., covering opportunities for specialty crops from K-State Research and Extension. Please visit our McPherson County website or our social media posts for more information on the series. We have recorded all of our past 9 presentations and can be watched at your leisure. If you have any questions about it, you can call me at the office at 620-241-1523. In my farming news, winter is not over yet, but we must promote safety on the farm when spring arrives. The days are getting longer, calving season has begun, and planting season is fast approaching. Spring is a busy season for many farmers and livestock producers, and there is no better time to keep safety in mind. Here are 5 farm safety tips to ensure a successful transition to summer harvest season. Number 1, avoid driving tractors and ATVs on the road at dawn and dusk. This is a peak time for drivers commuting to and from work. If you must be on the road, make sure your equipment has plenty of reflective material. Use your headlights and wear a seatbelt and carry your license and insurance cards whenever possible. Watch where you step. It is not just cow pies in the field you should watch for. When working in potential risky spaces like manure pits, grain bins, logging areas, pay attention to your surroundings and avoid dangerous gases, loose fitting, and falling hazards. Follow the label, whether you are working with pesticides, vaccinations, or fertilizers. Always follow the label exactly. Be sure to wear the proper personal protective equipment. Handle and store materials appropriately, and keep all supplies away from young children. Create a farm aid kit. While many farmers keep duct tape and baling twine handy during the spring, adding a few other materials can create an essential farm aid kit. Grab a travel bag and add a fire extinguisher, bottles of water, and basic first aid materials. Keep an information card on hand that includes emergency contact numbers as well as written directions of how to get to your farm, field, or other work areas. And lastly, take care of yourself. Long hours in the field can lead many farmers to neglect basic self-care. Make eating regular meals and getting an adequate amount of sleep priorities this spring to prevent careless accidents. As the temperature rises, remember to stay hydrated both in and out of the field. In my cow-calf news, the 108th annual Kansas State University Cattlemen's Day, March 4th, will move to an online format. Due to the COVID-19 restrictions on the Manhattan campus, cattlemen will have 3 keynote speakers from the industry's leaders give their presentations. Registration is free this year, and all are encouraged to participate online via the Zoom platform. To participate, you must register online, and we have that information here at the office. Don't forget that our Extension office still offers many diagnostic tests one can get done. We can do soil sampling, weed identification, along with sending samples off for water analysis and grain germination. In addition, we can get the analysis of hay and other forages for nitrates, protein levels, and moisture, along with the rental of our hay probe and other items to ensure a proper sample. We now have a vaccine cooler to help aid livestock producers to ensure their vaccines stay at the right temperature during the day when they are working cattle or other livestock. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I want to wish you a happy and safe Friday.